This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The voters, not politicians, proposal is on the ballot this fall. It would establish an independent commission to draw the legislative and congressional district boundaries instead of allowing the party in power to draw them. The proposal is to put an end to gerrymandering. The party in power now, the Republicans, want it off the ballot. A group called Citizens Protecting Michigan's Constitution filed a lawsuit to challenge that ballot effort, saying it's not just a constitutional amendment, it's an overhaul of the Constitution. The Court of Appeals rejected the challenge, and now it's going to the state Supreme Court. That Citizens Protecting Michigan's Constitution group is closely aligned with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce also hosted fundraisers for two of the Michigan Supreme Court justices up for election. Chris Wilder and Elizabeth Clement, both appointed to the court by Republican governors, both expected to be nominated by the Republican Party. Joining me now is Douglas Keith. He's a counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice, working primarily in the democracy program. So should those two justices, whose campaigns are partially funded by the chamber, vote on the ballot proposal that the chamber-supported PAC is fighting?
So the rules for when judges have to step aside from hearing a case differ by state. As with other states, some rules in Michigan are clear. A judge can't hear a case if his or her spouse is a lawyer on the case. Or if they have a financial stake in it. But this case falls into the murkier bucket of cases where you ask the question, is there an appearance of bias or impropriety? Judges aren't generally the best judges of what amount of possible bias will affect their decisions. And so the more important question is, what will the public think? And again, the judges are not always the best at assessing what the public thinks is okay and what it thinks is not. For example, we polled a while back and found that 90% of people think judges shouldn't be hearing cases involving major campaign donors, and yet most states, including Michigan, don't have rules that expressly prohibit judges from hearing those cases.
Right. I wanted to actually talk about that just a little bit, because most of the Supreme Court justices and former justices that I've talked to tell me they hate having to raise money at all, and that most of the TV ads are out of their control. Outside money tries to influence the Supreme Court elections, and the justices feel like they're not even in control of their own campaigns. So do they get a pass when they just go to a fundraiser that the chamber happens to host?
Again, it's going to be up to the judges, and if one of the parties decided to press the issue, in Michigan, the process for deciding whether a judge should step aside is actually pretty good compared to most states. So the full court would decide, not just the individual judge, whether it was appropriate for that judge to hear the case. And you're going to have to look at, since the rules are not set in stone, each individual circumstance to decide whether or not the public is going to be okay with that judge sitting on the case. An individual contribution, for example, may not raise that many issues if it was a small amount, but you start raising serious questions when judges are attending fundraisers of organizations, or these organizations are sponsoring fundraisers for those individual justices. I think these are serious questions of whether the public will take these opinions seriously when they come down.
I wonder if it even matters, though, because the appearance of impropriety is disturbing, but because of all the dark money going into these Supreme Court justice races, there might be all kinds of conflicts of interests in which they still vote, and we might never know. What can we do about that?
Absolutely. Disclosure is an enormous issue in judicial elections. There's this difficulty where you'll sometimes hear folks say that, well, disclosure is just going to alert the judges and justices to the folks that are spending on their campaigns. But I think the reality is more that they know. And it's important that the public know who is spending on these campaigns, who is finding it so important to decide who sits on the Michigan Supreme Court that they're willing to spend millions of dollars on campaign ads to influence those races, often on ads that talk about issues that aren't really the issues that the spenders care about. They're just issues that they know will get voters' attention. And so reforms like disclosure of all campaign spending, whether or not it's directly to the justices or independent, reforms around what cases justices can hear when they've gotten support, whether it's direct or whether it's this independent spending, are critical to making sure that the public's confident the court is playing the role it should.
You know, it's ironic that millions of dollars are being contributed to these justice campaigns, these campaigns for Supreme Court justice, because a good chunk of the electorate never even makes it that far down on the ballot, since there's not an R or a D by their name. Is that typical in most states?
Yes, I think it is important that these are low information races. A lot of us just aren't paying that close attention to them. And what we've seen is both in court races and in some other down ballot races, is that these dark money groups they're pretty sophisticated political spenders. And so they know that they can influence these races at a much lower price tag than they could influence, let's say, a U.S. Senate race or a U.S. congressional race. It seems to be a big draw for these groups. I think they recognize they can get a big bang for their buck.
You said Michigan laws are better than some. What's the best practices out there in dealing with elected Supreme Court justices?
So in terms of whether or not they should decide cases, elected Supreme Courts should all have rules that explicitly say that judges should not be hearing cases from campaign contributors. And those rules should include both contributions that come directly to them and these cases where you have an outside group that is spending significant sums independently of the campaign, but clearly to benefit one candidate or another. And then in terms of deciding who gets to decide whether the judge should sit in those tough cases, it needs to be independent. The judge who's being questioned shouldn't be the only one making the decision, and the court should have to publish its opinions regarding whether or not that judge should sit. And in Michigan, thankfully, that is a rule that was adopted quite recently, and that's better than most states.
It sounds like some of the safeguards are in place. It's just a little disturbing. We see money going to and from when it's so close to this case being heard. I mean, that would raise anybody's eyebrow, I think.
I think that's right. And again, unfortunately, as I said, these stricter rules are what's needed, but they are not what's in place at the moment. So it is up to the judges and the court as a whole. If anyone did decide to press for the judges to step aside, it's up to them to decide whether this creates an appearance of bias in the public's eye. To lots of folks, that's a no-brainer, but the court may not see it the same way.
If you were one of these justices, what would you do when the case challenging the anti-gerrymandering proposal came before you?
It is difficult for me to say. I'm not sure that I have all the facts in front of me, but I think what I would certainly do is not think about my own capability of deciding the case. I have plenty confidence in myself to be able to decide what will and won't bias me and put those things aside. But what's more important is what the public thinks. This is going to be a critical case this year in Michigan. It is inherently politically charged, and the public needs to have confidence that those were not considerations that went into the decision.
Douglas Keith is counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice at the New York University School of Law. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
By the way, yesterday was the deadline for voters, not politicians, to ask the justices to recuse themselves, and that group did not ask them to do so.